Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning here on KSJE, and we're going to go to our Monday reboot segment just a little earlier than usual this week, but I want to give you a little bit of an update on the situation going on outside, the heavy fog that is in the area this morning, and it really is out there, and it is not letting up, at least not at the moment. This is the current live picture here at San Juan College from our weather camera, and maybe you can see a streetlight or two, but you can't see the main campus, which is a few hundred feet from our camera this morning. So do take care if you're on the roads this morning. One person who isn't on the roads, because he's with me, he is standing by. That's Lewis Campbell, standing by for our Monday reboot segment. Lewis is joining me by a remote link this morning. There he is. Good morning. We can see you, and I think we can hear you.
Good morning.
There he is. Good to have you. Any fog where you are this morning?
No, actually, it's bright and clear here in Shiprock.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's here for sure. But anyway, what's been going on? I guess we've got to talk about Twitter, and then we can move on to something else.
Do we really have to talk about Twitter?
It's still in the news, isn't it? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah. not as much, but it's there. So
right.
There was this kind of back and forth between Elon Musk and Apple, right? Elon Musk came out and said that Apple was threatening to withhold Twitter from the App Store, but then apparently Tim Cook got involved, the CEO of Apple, and kind of calmed things down and met with Elon Musk and said, no, we're not going to remove Twitter from the App Store. Nobody knows for sure whether somebody at Apple actually had said that or whether this is just something that came out of Elon Musk's mind, because he said it, but nobody from Apple confirmed it. But now they're saying they're not going to do that, and Elon is now saying that Apple has fully resumed advertising on Twitter, because initially they stopped advertising when he
I see.
So that's really all there is for Twitter news. That's major right now, but it's
right.
Something.
Well, yeah. Interesting. I had heard that I guess Elon Musk had gone to Apple headquarters though, right, to meet with
yes.
Tim Cook. I think so. That was part
yes.
of this as well. And then I think there's been kind of a warning from the EU to Twitter saying, you know, hey, you really need to follow our privacy and rules about, you know, inflammatory speech and things like that, because things are a bit more kind of unregulated, I think, these days over at Twitter. So see what happens
yeah,
there.
Europe has GDPR, which is
right.
their privacy regulation, which is a lot. It's a lot deeper. Basically in the United States, you don't own data about you. The company that collects it owns it, right? So like the credit reporting services, they collect data about your credit, so they own your credit data. In the EU under GDPR, it's a whole different thing. Under GDPR, individual EU citizens own data about them. It doesn't matter who collects it. A company can't collect the data and claim they own it.
Right.
And so GDPR regulations are pretty strict about companies, you know, and how they deal with privacy information and protecting it from being breached and stuff. So they tend to, it isn't the first time the EU has come down hard on an American company. They do that on a pretty regular basis.
Right, but with the recent changes, it seems like they're kind of trying to put Mr. Musk on notice, maybe saying, you know, reel it in a little bit, or
yeah.
to be consequences.
The regulation in the EU is a lot more active than it is here, right? It's
right.
a whole different political environment, so yeah.
True, very true. Okay, let's move on. Let's stop talking about Twitter, because they get talked about enough. But there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, which is interesting to talk about. What else has caught your eye this past week?
Well, we talked about this before, but it's you know, we talked about the protests at the Foxconn factories in Shanghai, China. Well,
right.
that's kind of blown up now. There's protests now all over, unprecedented protesting all over China, and it's gone beyond the protests, you know, in the factories. It's mostly about COVID restrictions. So most of the people are basically protesting against the draconian, not draconian. I wouldn't say that. That's not my word. I'm not for or against, you know, COVID restrictions in any way. I don't want to give that impression. But China does have some of the strictest COVID restrictions around, and it's not necessarily a democratic society. So the people are protesting the restrictions. They've kind of been under them for a long time. But they're protesting a lot more now. They're starting to talk, you know, literally speaking up against the, you know, the Communist Party, which is unprecedented there. So we'll have to see how that's going. A little side note for that is Chinese police apparently are, you know, of course nobody's surprised about this, are using cell phone data to try and track a lot of these protesters down and arrest them and things of that nature. And Apple iPhone shipments may fall 20 million units short of estimates this quarter because of the protests, because they can't get their phones out of those Foxconn factories in China because their workers are protesting.
Interesting.
So we'll see how this goes.
We will see how this goes. Very much so. All right. Story I'm noticing here, this is from, let me find the publication here, DeMarge, the first solar-powered electric car. We've talked about that a little bit, but there hasn't really been a car with solar panels that self-charges, that doesn't need to be plugged in. And apparently this is a Dutch company that has put together and is producing, at least small amounts, this first solar-powered electric car. I'm trying to find the name of it. It is a Valmet Automotive in Finland, designed in Netherlands, being produced in Finland. And it has got solar panels, and it says that it can be powered just by driving around in sunshine and not charged up. What do you think?
That I want to see that happen. I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
I'm looking at a story about the a Dutch electric car maker Lightyear started to
build
the
one.
Zero
there,
solar
yeah.
car. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the name of the car, Lightyear Zero. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A driving range of over 1,000
kilometers. As I'm looking at this article, a automated bot that's trying to pretend it's a person came up and said, "Hey, we're looking with dealers to stock the car. Do you want to buy this car?"
Oh, see, there you go.
Thought that's interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting things going on in the world.
Right. What else?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
If we're talking about electric cars,
yes.
Just an interesting note, Ford now has passed Kia in terms of electric cars. Ford is now America's number two seller of electric vehicles. Don't ask electric cars. Don't ask me who's number one. I think it might be Toyota.
That
but
sounds.
Ford is number two.
That might be right. I know, you know, Ford has invested a lot, right, in electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, and so that doesn't necessarily surprise me. But I think, you know, if you take a look at any of the car manufacturers, I think they're all kind of moving in that direction, aren't they?
And I agree they are, and I agree that it's not a surprise either, because Ford really basically just came right out, was a year or two ago, and said we're going to do all of our stuff electric. And instead of trying to create new and fancy cars like, you know, Tesla and stuff, they basically said, "Hey, we're going to take all our popular vehicles and just make them electric," and it's working for them. The Ford F-150 as an electric vehicle is, you know, brilliant. I'm sorry, I just think that's a brilliant idea. So, and I'm not even a Ford fan.
there you go.
And
yeah.
Speaking
well,
of,
and for I just was going to add, Lewis, for a long time, Ford had offered kind of the basic gas engine model and the hybrid models, I think, for the same price, at least for many models. You know, they're really,
yes.
and before, the other manufacturers were selling the hybrid vehicles at a higher price than the gasoline powered ones. And so that I thought was an interesting move as well, as we moved into
this new era. I think that's a brilliant move too,
yeah.
Because that's really what the market needed. Going along the electric vehicle line, hey, Tesla has delivered its first electric semi trucks.
Hey.
PepsiCo.
Okay.
So, you know, your Pepsis are now going to be probably maybe moved around at least partially in electric trucks, semi trucks.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of movement on the electric vehicle front. So.
Interesting. We've talked a little bit too about this, the FTX, right? The crypto exchange,
yes.
That kind of imploded, and their CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, says he wants to testify before Congress. About, I guess, what happened, even though I think he's under investigation by a bunch of other folks about maybe missing funds and some of the transactions that happened right before the currency exchange collapsed and sought bankruptcy protection. So that's there's still fallout from that.
He is, I think he's trying to do whatever damage control he can. And I think getting in front of Congress would be an opportunity for him to get a podium where he can tell whatever his side of the story is.
Right.
He's been doing as many interviews as he can get, as people will give him. He's been doing interviews with vloggers and other people as well. Bitcoin is still taking a hit, and more crypto exchanges. Kraken, an exchange, they've cut 1,100 jobs. BlockFi has filed for bankruptcy. So yeah, the market is still going kind of haywire. And it's interesting, one thing I want to mention though is that, everybody's making it sound like, oh my gosh, Bitcoin is collapsed, crypto is collapsed. Bitcoin is still at $15,000-$16,000 a coin. So it's still way higher than it was in the beginning. It's not like it's gone down to zero, right?
Right.
But it's just way lower than it was at its peak a year or two ago. So that's why people are kind of freaking out.
Well, yeah.
A lot of them bought it at much more than $16,000 a Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, if you bought it at 40 grand a Bitcoin, you're a little upside down.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's how investing goes, right? It's always risky.
That is.
And I think that's what everyone, comes to find out. And when it's going up and up and up every day, you don't think it's going to ever come down. And then here we are when it's down and people are kind of annoyed and freaking out a little bit. A couple other stories I wanted to pass along. We got about 5 minutes left, Lewis Campbell. Airbus, the European airline manufacturer, says it's looking to run full-size airliners on liquid hydrogen by 2035. That's a story in newatlas.com.
And Rolls-Royce has just tested all hydrogen, I think. I want to say all hydrogen or all methane jet engine as well.
Okay.
And as long as we're going with airlines, Frontier Airlines has announced that they're ditching their telephone customer service. They're completely eliminating all telephone customer service.
Now, in favor of what, like chat or something, I suppose?
They've completed their transition to online, so they're basically telling all their people to download the app.
I see.
if you call once they actually trigger this, if you call their number, you're going to get a message that basically says download the app. And the message, it says at Frontier we offer the lowest fares in the industry by operating our airline as efficiently as possible. Blah 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 blah. So basically download the app because we don't want to pay for telephone people.
Well,
if you know Frontier, that kind of makes sense. Frontier is a real budget airline. They charge extra for everything so they can save costs. Yeah.
And I guess as long as the customer can still get customer service through the app, that sounds like a good idea. I kind of like the idea of having maybe a written record of a chat with a person if I have a discrepancy with Frontier or any other company, basically, right? That I could maybe put that, save a screenshot or something. If I don't get the chat logs, if I have a dispute, that might be better than a phone call, right, to prove your point. I don't know.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, I don't like using telephone service. I like using online and chat and stuff like that. So I have the record so I can do things in writing, and I'm just more comfortable that way. But I also recognize that not everybody's like that. You know, there are people that really like to, when they dial in and they get the little menu, they just keep hitting zero because they're not even going to listen to the menu. They want to talk to a person. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays with those kinds of people. But again, it's Frontier. That's people that use Frontier. They expect to have that kind of experience because they're in it for the budget.
They're saving money. They're saving money. There you go. Well, and again, if I can get to a chat customer service representative faster than sitting on hold for 20 minutes for a human being on a phone line, I'm okay with that too.
Yep.
So I appreciate that. All right. Well, Lewis, thank you for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. And everybody have a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell. He is from Synergy Computer Systems, and he joins me every Monday at this time to let us talk a little bit about technology on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE. We'll take another look outside as we show you the live picture from our camera. We've got a report in that there's fog also in the Phoenix area this morning, so I guess it's happening throughout the desert Southwest, which is rare but cool to see. Some moisture in the air this morning as I take off the graphics. You can kind of see the road that's leading to the main campus from our camera. So maybe things are clearing up slowly. And again, the forecast says we're going to have about a partly cloudy day today, with highs, again, about mid-50s eventually. So I'm sure the sun will burn this off as it gets a little bit higher in the sky. But that's our program for today, everyone. Have a great Monday. Back with you tomorrow morning, beginning at 8 o'clock, right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.